Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast away, good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Monday, 23rd of May 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the island. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. The aim is a carbon-free TT. The former Treasury Minister will address Keys tomorrow. Geothermal power is a possibility, says an expert, but our tidal and wave power steps too far for the Isle of Man. And what a season for the high-flying Ravens.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines, Fastamai Chanel Suku.
Fastamai. Unemployment on the island dropped last month. However, the unemployment rate remains at 0.6%. In April, it was estimated there are 702 people out of work. Manx Care is holding its first public open day tomorrow. It aims to showcase what's been achieved over the past 12 months and outline the aims for the next year. The Isle of Man's new airport director will start in August. Gary Cobb is currently based in Inverness as the chief operating officer with Highlands and the Islands Airports Limited. Prior to this, he was the head of airfield planning at Gatwick Airport. In international news, there have been another 36 confirmed cases of monkeypox detected in England. This brings the total number to 57. Scotland recorded its first case today. West Ham footballer Kurt Zouma has been charged with three offences under the Animal Welfare Act. It's after a video emerged online appearing to show alleged abuse of a pet cat. And photographs appear to show the UK Prime Minister drinking and raising a glass at a gathering in Downing Street during lockdown. The images were apparently taken 8 days into the second lockdown in November 2020. Those were your headlines, News at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Chanel, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No warnings for the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. On the island, bright, mostly dry this evening with a light northwesterly. Overnight minimum 9 Celsius. The Mountain Road is fine at the moment. Jemert, tomorrow Tuesday, dry and bright, a fresh northwest wind falling light later, top temperature 15 Celsius, down to 10 through the night into Jacrane. Wednesday, mainly dry with sunny periods as the day goes on, maximum 16 Celsius. High waters at 10 to 7 tonight, sunset 28 minutes past 9, low water 17 minutes past 1 a.m. Sunrise 2 minutes after 5, high tide 25 past 7.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
A carbon-free TT is the aim this year. Festival organisers say they're taking a comprehensive and holistic approach to offsetting carbon use at this year's event. Treasury Minister, the former Enterprise Minister, Alex Allenson, MHK, says government has taken advice as to how best achieve the aim.
What we've done is really partner with an international global company who will be providing a range of different schemes. What we're doing is going to be calculating the total emissions for this year's racing based on the figures of visitors who are coming in, the number of races, the amount of fuel we use, and then use them to offset those in the right way. So we're actually putting money back into the environment by sponsoring NGOs and community projects around the world to actually offset what we do on Ireland. So although we're doing stuff here at a very local level, we're looking at very much a global reach. And that ties in with some of the other things we're doing in terms of widening the audience for the TT this year through TT Plus.
And how do you actually go about estimating the amount of emissions that the TT has?
Yeah. I mean, we've got some really good data in terms of the fuel used, because the bikes have to refuel here. We also know from the engines how much CO2 they'll be producing. We know the number of people coming over from work with the steam packing company and the airlines. So we can do a rough estimation. It's never going to be 100%. But what we did back in 2019 was offset the actual racing itself. We're going to go beyond that now to offset the emissions from the entire event. And this will be a development going forward. We hope in the near future we can offset locally by looking at local schemes that can do things like peat regeneration, also looking at planting of trees, planting of grasslands, rewilding, so we can get that benefit on Ireland as well.
The former Treasury Minister will address the House of Keys tomorrow about his reasons for resigning from the role. David Ashford MHK quit his post last week following the fallout from the Employment Tribunal, which found the Isle of Man's medical director was unfairly dismissed while he was Health Minister. Here's Tessa Hawley.
The tribunal ruling and subsequent fallout, both public and political, will likely continue to be explored when the House sits tomorrow morning. Douglas Central MHK Chris Thomas was one of the first to call for David Ashford's resignation.
He was right to resign, but I hope he reflects on what he said in his letter and makes a different set of points in his statement on Tuesday, because essentially the way I read his letter is I did nothing wrong and I was sort of hounded out, neither of which I believe are true. If you go through the Nolan principles, leadership, holders of public office should exhibit these principles in their own behaviour and treat others with respect. Quite clearly, he didn't along the way. He made some quite nasty comments about some of the medical advisers and other people during the process. David Ashford is an excellent constituency MHK by all accounts. He's certainly a politician with a great future and has done incredible things, and I do hope he learns from this and says something different in his statement on Tuesday.
Former Chief Minister Tony Brown says ministers must always consider the public interest.
I think it's worth making the point, you know, a minister doesn't have to do anything wrong to have to resign. It's what his department does that matters. The minister's job is, of course, is first and foremost to protect the public interest. Yes, they have to protect their department as well, but only to a certain level. If anything goes wrong, and that can be at an officer at a very low level, if it goes wrong to a certain degree that is really deemed not right, the minister ultimately is the one who will fall and should fall. And to be honest, if a minister had come to me to resign, then my view would have been the resignation would happen straight away. And in fact, I would have filled his position or her position within 24 hours and any subsequent knock-on effects. Because what is important in that level of politics at that high level is actually giving certainty back to the public.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
22 minutes before 6, Fasta Mai, thanks for joining Manx Radio. Planners have brushed aside objections from Ramsey Town commissioners on aspects of the operation of the local gin distiller, Finodery. The distillery's proposal, including extended opening hours, went before a planning committee this morning. Founder Paul Carew says the first ruling was surrounding an outdoor seating area they'd asked for the facility in Ramsey.
The planning committee were unanimously in approval and have passed the planning approval we sought for the outdoor seating area. We were straight on then to the second application, which was the extension of our hours. So that's on a Sunday, extending from 6:30 p.m., which we were restricted to, until 11 p.m., and then from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on a Monday to Thursday. So, and we explained that it isn't, we don't intend to open 7 days a week till these hours, but what we need to have is the flexibility to take up opportunities and, you know, basically try and generate as many income streams as we can for a business as diverse as ours, and, you know, survive what is pretty catastrophic economic climate we're trying to operate in. The Ramsey Town commissioners appeared and relodged their objection to those hours, and then started challenging our planning status and trying to, it seems, get the planning committee to review whether we should be allowed to operate our tasting bar at all. I'm thankful to say, after deliberation by, again, seven independent, impartial people, they were unanimously in support of our application. It was supported by the planning officer, and I'm pleased to say, granted.
This does put you in a slightly difficult place with the commissioners, who presumably you have to have a relationship with.
Well, it is, and that's what saddens us the most, I think. Yeah, we've been put through unbelievably stressful sort of time over this. It's obviously become a real hot topic in the town. And in our opinion, because most of the town's scratching their head wondering what on earth, what is the issue with this present board of commissioners? So we've invited them on two occasions, the new board, to come see us
Will you try and approach the commissioners again and say, look, we need to sort something out here?
We have had that discussion and we are going to do exactly that.
In the Isle of Man's sustainable future, the senior Met officer believes it'll be too large a task to progress tidal and wave power on the island. Chanel with the story.
Adrian Cowan from Ronalds Way Met Office says the Isle of Man should look to wind power as the technology for it already exists.
I think on the scheme of things for the Isle of Man, tidal and wave power may be too large a task to take on board. I think the simple one, that where the technology already exists and it's very efficient and reliable technology, is wind power. Well, the most reliable area for wind power, reliable speed, consistent speed is coastal, preferably offshore by a few miles, where that you get a consistent wind speed, and it's ideal in the Irish Sea to most of the time have the speeds that would generate useful power just about every day, every night. I would suspect the most steady wind flow could actually be to the on the west and south side of the Isle of Man.
He added temperatures on the island have increased over the past 3 decades. Forecasters have seen a rise of 1.2 Celsius at night, and during the daytime, it's 0.8 Celsius warmer.
We looked at our statistics for the last 30 years in comparison to the 45 years before that on the Isle of Man. There's a slight increase in rainfall May, July and August, but the biggest one is the change in rainfall in October and November. We're up by an extra couple of days on average.
Mr. Cowan says the island is also experiencing more rain at certain times of the year.
Well, the most reliable area for wind power, reliable speed, consistent speed, is coastal, preferably offshore by a few miles, where that you get a consistent wind speed, and it's ideal in the Irish Sea to most of the time have the speeds that would generate useful power just about every day, every night. I would suspect the most steady wind flow could actually be to the on the west and south side of the Isle of Man.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motorship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 2:06. She's just edging her way into the bay at the moment. We'll be in the inner harbour in the next 10 minutes or so and onto the Linkspan. Departing this evening at 7:45, to Heysham for 11:30, and departing at 2:15 a.m. back to Douglas at 6. High-speed craft Mananan left Douglas at 3:08. She should be on the Linkspan by the Liver Building in Liverpool about now. Departing at 7:15, back to the island at 10 tonight. Tomorrow morning's departure, 7:30 a.m, Mananan to Liverpool, 8:45, Ben McCree to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
FC Isle of Man ended the first ever season in style this past weekend by beating Camel Laird at the Bowl to win the First Division Challenge Cup. Manx Radio was there and caught up with Ravens manager Chris Bass to get his thoughts at the end of their maiden campaign.
I think the whole year's been incredible, but winning the game today without actually probably not playing our best football, but hanging in their game and working hard, and I think we just saw the game out the stronger team in the end. I thought the second half we improved, you know, immensely than the way we played in the first half. But in terms of winning the cup, it's unbelievable. What a year. No one would have ever dreamt that it would have gone this way, getting promoted through the playoff finals with 3,500 people here and then winning the First Division Cup, you know, with over 3,000 people here again. It's just something really, really great for the whole community to cherish.
This whole season, I think some could probably argue, has basically just been a Hollywood script that's written itself. You know, a team emerging from the pandemic and coming into its first season, getting promoted and winning silverware on the last day. Some might say you couldn't write it, but you guys have.
I think if there's a film there, then why not?
Are we going to see FC Isle of Man on Netflix?
Well, no, Netflix screen's too dark half the time. No, I think it was brilliant. I think Jacob Crook fully deserved man of the match. He's a great prospect, Jacob. And I'll be very, very surprised if one day Jacob doesn't move on from FC Isle of Man and go on to better things.
Looking forward now, because there will obviously be several weeks now until you have to think about, say, pre-season and next season in the grand scheme of things.
First week after TT week, we're back in.
Really? It's that soon.
We've got friendlies. Our first friendly, I think, is on the 2nd of July. So we're straight in after TT week.
The players that you've got at your disposal, all your fellow coaching staff, the people behind the club, if you had to sum up what FC Isle of Man has done this season in just maybe 4 or 5 words, what would those words be?
I would probably say Probably something like thank you to me amigos.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 6:15, shares in the online greetings card retailer Moonpig rose after the firm announced the proposed acquisition of Smartbox Group for £124 million in cash as part of an effort to accelerate its strategy of becoming the ultimate gifting companion. Moonpig said today that the addition of Smartbox, which currently trades as Buy a Gift and Red Letter Days, would give the firm the UK's leading range of physical and experiential gifts and deliver a step change in its gifting proposition. The acquisition is expected to complete by the end of July. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. Your future computer could be green and slimy. Scientists at Cambridge University have successfully powered a computer chip using cyanobacteria, that's blue-green algae, continuously creating energy through photosynthesis, unlike a traditional storage-only battery. The six-month run has researchers hopeful that with some improvements, environmentally friendly algae chips could eventually power the Internet of Things. Algae batteries and other similar biophotovoltaic technologies aren't strong enough yet to charge most electronics, but researchers say floating algae power stations could be in the future.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks were higher despite fears over the global economy dominating market sentiment of late. US stocks bounced as investors snapped up beaten down stocks like banks after 8 straight losing weeks on the Dow Jones Industrial. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 closed up 1.6% in London at 7,513. The DAX in Frankfurt up 1.4% at the close at 14,175. Currently in New York City, just a short time ago, the Dow Jones Industrial up just over 2% at 31,944. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index is up 1.3% at 11,503. The S&P 500 up just over 1.8% at 3,972. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is currently trading at $1.25.6, €1.17.7, and 19 South African rand 74.4. In commodities, gold's up 0.25% at $1,851 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 1.6% at $113.09.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
There's no reason why the Isle of Man couldn't harness geothermal power, according to a geologist who's helped get Britain's first commercially run geothermal plant on stream in Cornwall. Hazel Farndale hopes it'll be the first of many and says the Isle of Man could benefit from using the new technology.
In theory, anywhere in the world could do geothermal. It's all to do with the costs involved and the technical know-how, essentially.
Anywhere in the world. So what about the Isle of Man?
A very good question. Yes, I see no reason, in theory, why the Isle of Man couldn't harness its geothermal power. You'd have to do studies into where would be best to locate it. But essentially, if you can drill down deep enough and get the temperatures you need, there are ways to extract that power.
Well, we've been told the island, by some people, that the island doesn't have aquifers. Apparently, these are porous rocks containing hot water.
Correct, yeah.
So if we don't have aquifers, we can't do it.
Well, there's new technology being trialled all over the world. I can think of a project in Canada at the moment where what they're doing is they're actually drilling two wells separated by a few kilometres distance, drilling them vertically down and then creating their own aquifer in between them. So they're drilling horizontally across and that can then absorb the heat by conduction generally into the water and heat it sort of manually.
So on that basis then, will you be investigating the Isle of Man as a possibility?
Absolutely, we'd love to help. We frequently look at projects all over the UK and indeed in Europe and beyond as well. So it's all about understanding the geology, doing a deep dive into where would be the best place for it, and then coming up with a suitable technical solution.
So to sum up, yes, there could be a possibility here on the island.
Yeah, and it not only can provide you with power, but it can also provide you with thermal energy as well. So it gives you potential for heating new housing developments or even, big agricultural ventures, large greenhouses, things like that, to help improve our food security as well. So it really helps you bring a sort of local energy source to an area.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with athletics, Manx runner Sarah Webster made headlines at the weekend by winning the women's half marathon at the 2022 Great Manchester Run. Webster ended up crossing the line on Sunday with a time of 76 minutes and 41 seconds. Sarah is also bound for Birmingham later this year as she'll link up with the Isle of Man Athletics squad for the 2022 Commonwealth Games. The games are scheduled to take place from the 31st of July to the 8th of August. Turning to equestrian now, and a sensational performance at the weekend from the Riding for the Disabled Isle of Man team out in the northwest. The Manx competitors took part in the RDA Northwest Regional qualifiers yesterday at the Warren Farm Equestrian Centre in Formby. Not only did the team qualify for the national championships, but they also did so by winning every class they competed in. The RDA National Championships will take place from the 15th to the 17th of July at Hartbury College in Gloucestershire. And finally, coming to volleyball, and it was double success at the weekend for Volleyball Isle of Man as they hosted their first ever UK Invitational Tournament. The Manx Club fielded two men's teams and a women's team as they welcomed UK sides Warrington Wolves and Garstang Natives to compete in a series of matches at the National Sports Centre on Saturday. An entertaining schedule of fixtures saw both final games go to three sets. By the time things came to an end, the Isle of Man men's and women's teams both claimed first place in their respective divisions. There were positives as well on the day for the Warrington Wolves squad, as two of their players, David Wignall and Maria Sakitsley, took the tournament MVP awards. The hosts have thanked all those who took part in the event.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way this evening, the 5:25 EasyJet from Liverpool landed 13 minutes late. Next inbound is the 5:40 EasyJet from Bristol. That's 20 minutes late, won't be until 6. Then it's the 5:08 Loganair from Liverpool, returning patient transfer plane. The 8:05 Loganair from London City showing on time. And the 5:25 EasyJet from Gatwick showing on time. Departing from the Isle of Man, 6 o'clock is the next outbound. It's Loganair's patient transfer plane to Liverpool. It's got a 10-minute delay on at the moment. And the 6 EasyJet to Bristol is delayed by some 20 minutes. It won't be going until 6:30. Final outbound tonight is the 9 EasyJet back to Gatwick. On the roads, the closure of Maloo Street, Castletown, extended for sewer work to continue to the end of this month for about another week or so. Castle Street, Castletown, one-way northbound for building work. The southbound buses loop round Castletown before heading onto Colby Shore Road, Port Erin and Port St Mary. Temporary traffic lights 24 hours a day on the upper prom in Port Erin for service connections and resurfacing. Temporary lights 24 hours a day between St John's and Ballylease. St John's, they're repairing some stone walls there. Hawarden Avenue, Douglas, closed for scaffolding work. The Doon Loop Road's closed for laying of replacement water mains. In Laxey, the bottom end of Menorca Hills closed till the middle of July between Glen Road and Lower Cronquarry for work on that new surface water drainage pipes. And a Sexton Mill Road Peel is closed near the power station for pipe work.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Quayside.
Manx Care's holding its first public open day tomorrow, Tuesday 24th. It aims to showcase what's been achieved over the past 12 months and to outline the aims for the next year. Chief Exec Teresa Cope.
We're really conscious that we spent the first year putting a lot of the fundamental basics and governance structures in place across Manx Care, but this is really an opportunity for us to engage with the public, our patients, our service users, their carers and their families, about what Manx Care is all about and the work we have been doing and the work we are going to focus on in year two. We want our public to engage with our services and also to help shape them for the future. So it's really important that we are transparent about what we do, some of our challenges that we have, and how we are going to shape services going forward. It's a time of change. There's a transformation programme going on in the background. Things are going to be different going forward, but we really want to engage with the public, our patients, service users and their families in shaping what those services will look like going forward.
How open are you to what the public has to say? Because not all of that is going to be positive, is it?
It's not, but we do need to hear that. It is all about co-production. So the example is the new service that we will launch in September around long COVID. And it's really important. We've done a number of engagement sessions and we need to hear how it is for people accessing those services at the moment and how we can make them better going forward. We will only improve services by listening to the views of the public and the people who use those services. And that's what we're committed to do.
And will the public have the opportunity to have their say at this open day tomorrow?
So there will be some Q&A sessions and all of our teams are there and they're there to listen and get people's feedback. And then we'll be following that through with some further work over the year to get people's views as we engage specifically on particular service developments.
That's it for Update Tonight. Compiled from the resources, the Manx Radio's News Department, newsreader Chanel Suku, producer Tessa Hawley, I'm Andy Wint. And by the way, did you catch it? That airport director has been named Gary Cobb, currently at Inverness at the moment, is at the Isle of Man as our new airport director. W-I-N-T.